This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, still a lot of focus on South America, and of course, particularly Brazil has been top of mind as of late. They suffered a major drought at the start of the season. Here about a month ago, starting to receive some showers, but now getting into the thick of the soybean harvest. And seeing that first crop corn is also moving along, eventually we're going to have a lot of stock on how the second safrinha crop looks. But, you know, improved conditions as of late, still some reckoning, if you will, in terms of the estimates. That'll be a subject for next week, our February crop report coming up, to be very much one that has special attention paid to the South American estimates. But it's not just Brazil. Argentina's been in the mix here more and more lately. Early last week, it was a friendly influence for the market and still can be observed as a source of support for meal, which is up overnight here, where we see some drier, hotter conditions prevailing across Argentina. They do have some rain in the mix for maybe 10 to 14 days out, but that's subject to change too when you start to look that far ahead. Ultimately, it's a really crucial period of production for Argentina right now, whereas Brazil is getting into their harvest. Argentina further south from the equator, they're not going to be until, you know, maybe mid to late March where harvest really picks up. And so, you know, that would be something that's akin to maybe the Midwest August type time frame for these corn and soybean crops down there. So we're watching that weather storyline really closely for South America. Also Argentina in the news, though, a negative for wheat that it was announced that China has approved wheat imports from that country. So something that could potentially be a further source of lost market share for U.S. exporters.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down a quarter of a cent at 440 even. March soybeans up 7 even at 1201 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 15 cents at 177.22. March feeder cattle down 12 cents at 238.50. February lean hogs up 40 cents at 75.67. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.